Springfield's Talk 104.1. My name is Nick Reed. Welcome to the show. We've got Congressman Billy Long also, of course, U.S. Senate candidate. We do have sample ballots up at KSGF.com, sponsored by Brad Pistole, Safe Money Radio. How do you do? Are you there,
sir? Nick?
Yes, how are you?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, doing good. How are you doing?
Wasn't a very smooth transition, my apologies.
I thought you were talking to Nick somebody, Pistole or some Brad Pistole.
No, I realized that as the words were coming out, I thought it could catch you a bit off guard. So we've got days left. What are your thoughts about your candidacy, your campaign, other people's campaigns, candidacies?
President Trump was in D.C. yesterday for the first time since he left office. And we had there's about 40, 50, or 60 total off. All of us came into the little room after, and we were standing there in kind of a group, you know, circled around Trump. And he looked at me and said, "How's your race going?" And I said, "I need your endorsement."
Yeah.
And, but we talked later, and I got a picture with him I sent out, and he wants me to call him today and talk about the race. Nick, I deal in honesty. I hate politics because I love being a congressman, but in politics, if you can't lie, if you can't stand in front of a room and say that you have a conservative voting record, hoping no one will go home and pull it up and see where you are with ACU and Club for Growth and Freedom Works, that's just not me. So when you ask me where we are in the race, I think that if Trump was going to endorse me, he would have done it last August when I went to Tucker Carlson and I went over to Trump Tower, went up, had 45 minutes with the president, and everyone tells me the same thing. He loves you, Billy. He likes you more than anybody in the race. You're the reason he is not endorsed, but I've not been able to get him to endorse me. Now with, you know, what is it, 6 days left, do I think he'll endorse me? Probably not, but I'm going to have that discussion. He asked me to call him today for a reason. I think at this point, it's Eric Schmidt to lose. I think Hartzler short-sheeted herself. She got all bent out of shape and called up Trump and tried to tell him how the cow ate the cabbage, and he did not appreciate it. And so he put out that truth, they call it, instead of a text, I guess, or a tweet, I guess. And, you know, that was it for her. She's sinking in the poll. That Trafalgar poll they're putting out, who pays for that? I mean, somebody, these polls are expensive. I know, I've polled.
Right.
And someone at Trafalgar always makes Vicky look good. Now, normally she's on top of that poll, but this time she's down a couple of points. Where it is right now, I think Eric Schmidt has a 6-point lead. I think the Greitens is in second, not third. And I think Vicky is 6 points behind Greitens. And I'm down in the, you know, single digits.
But, well, and we're going to go over some of these numbers coming up after our time with you has wrapped. There's also an Emerson College poll that shows the same order, though it does show Hartzler behind Schmidt by a greater degree than the Trafalgar poll. I don't know that we've had a chance to ask you your thoughts on this push for the January 6th investigator Wood getting thrown into the. Maybe we did talk about this. I forget whether we did or not, but I don't think we've talked about it since he officially has gotten the signatures to be on the ballot as an independent. Your thoughts on that component of the race?
I don't think any Republican can win this race. Eric Schmidt, Eric Greitens, Vicky Hartzler, Billy Long, Mark McCloskey, Dave Schatz, no Republican is going to win in November if Jack Danforth keeps up this charade, which everyone says he's going to. He's putting $20 million in a carpetbagger that doesn't even live in Missouri. He went there 6 weeks ago and rented an apartment in Kansas City, registered his kids for school in the, for the coming fall session. And it's going to – you remember Ross Perot? If it wasn't for Ross Perot, you'd never heard of Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton, either one. And there's no way a Republican wins this. There's not enough votes. If they peel off 6-7%
of
Republicans. So I think that Jack Danforth needs to take a cognitive test.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I do recall actually talking to you about this because I was just settling into this thought that – well, this was something that should Greitens get the nomination that they would push through. They had to go ahead and do it now in order to, get themselves prepped. But if one of the other candidates were to get the nomination instead of Greitens, then he would drop out and endorse whomever it is. But then after we had you on last time and some of what you said, it made me think, well, maybe that's not the case. Maybe this is just a suicide mission to torpedo the Republicans' chances. Well, so people who hear us talk about this and like, all right, so Danforth, Republican, why would he do that? Why would he do that?
I talked to someone that I might have mentioned this last time, but someone that ran the Republican Party statewide when Danforth was in the Senate, and he looked at me and he said, Billy, Jack Danforth never liked the Republican Party, and I think that was true then and true now. But something going interesting right now going on is Eric Schmidt has been in D.C. this week hanging around like bad breath, and he's supposed to be in Missouri working. Josh Hawley skipped votes yesterday, a very important vote, because he's back there campaigning. Hartzler, you know how many days Hartzler has been in D.C. in the last 33 days? Mm-mm. And she makes $476 a day, 365 days a year. She's one of the richest members of Congress. She's been here one day in the last 33, and she just signed a new form yesterday because she's worried about the ongoing public health emergency. So, you know, she wrote that book, Running God's Way. Well, this gives a whole new meaning to Running God's Way. When you can sign a form saying you're worried about the pandemic and stay home and campaign when you're supposed, you're getting paid to be out here and vote.
I'll ask sort of an unconventional question, but you present yourself as an unconventional politician, and I don't want to ask this suggesting that you don't have a chance to win, but given that you characterize the race as Schmidt's to lose, if it isn't you that gets the nomination, is there anyone that you think, well, if it's not me, I'd feel all right with this person getting the nomination?
Yeah, as long as I got an R in front of their name, I'll feel good with any of them.
Got it.
I'm endorsing, I've said this all along, I'm endorsing whoever wins this race.
But do you have a preference among any of them? I mean, if you may not, I'm just curious.
I've got some anti-preferences, but not. I don't have one that just, you know, boy, that. There's two or three that I think could make decent senators. I got in this race, in all honesty, I didn't want Schmidt, I didn't want Hartzler, I didn't want Greitens to be my senator. I mean, you know, everyone knows, and when this started, I called a consultant and, you know, was talking to him about maybe running my race. He was talking to Schmidt. He eventually went with Schmidt, but I asked him at the time, this is early on, I said, why in the world is Schmidt, he's got a wife, three young kids, why does he want to run off to Washington, D.C., and be a senator? Because, you know, I passed in 96 when our girls were 7 and 10, running for Congress. I was through college and was almost through college when I ran. But I said, why isn't governor the normal play for him? And he said, well, I'll tell you what Eric Schmidt told me. He said that when you're governor, somebody tells you where to be every moment of every day. They control where you go. If I'm in the Senate, I only have to go two places, St. Louis and D.C. Now, that tells me we're going to have two absentee senators because Josh Hawley is not in the state very much at all. Now, he's there this week. He's skipping votes so he can campaign for Hartzler. But normally you don't see him at any of the Republican events. When he ran, he didn't go anywhere. He didn't do any Lincoln days. He didn't do anything. And, Roy Blunt could come through a hard, tough-fought primary against Robin Carnahan. And he was back the next week. I mean, he's there. You know, Roy is at home every weekend when they're not voting. He'd be all over the state. And I think we're going to miss that. We're going to miss Roy's, you may not like his voting record, but we're going to miss having an active senator if Schmidt lives up to his word and all he's worried about is going to St. Louis and D.C. because it's an easy lifestyle. You don't have somebody telling you to go everywhere like they do Mike Parson. But, I'm very saddened about this race and the fact that I could never run for Congress again back like I did in 2009, 2010. I mean, a guy just off the street, no political experience, go in there, work hard, go to all the events. Because now the money, Nick, is so ridiculous. And I've said for months, This is about the billionaires, big bucks. All those ads you play ad nauseum about what a fighter Eric Schmidt is, and we need to send a fighter. Those are Americans for China's prosperity. Oh, excuse me. I mean Americans for prosperity or whatever it is.
Right.
And you know, Rex Singfield has spent $4 million of Americans for prosperity for those ads and flyers to tell you how tough Eric Schmidt is. He won't go anywhere. He won't debate me. He won't debate anyone. And he's running. I mean, it's like a Hollywood movie set. Singfield also put money into Schmidt's pack. He's also put tons of money in his anti-beat Greitens pack. Me and Greitens met the other day, had a cup of coffee. We were both in Kansas City for different events. And, you know, we sit down and talk for 30 minutes. And it just, you know, he's got two out-of-state billionaires. Vicky has Mitch McConnell, Chris Cox, David Lehman, former NRA guys of this huge pack that she's bashing Schmidt and Greitens with. So it's just, you know, I think that it's what my football coach told me, you know, nice guys finish last, and that's probably what will happen to me in this deal, because I don't have the billionaires to back me on this stuff, you know. So, but I've got nothing to be ashamed of. I said I'd do six terms. This is my sixth term. I haven't embarrassed myself, haven't embarrassed my family, haven't embarrassed my constituents. I got the highest Bravo total I ever gotten last time. Highest percentage. After 10 years, that's pretty good of a congressman. Nobody likes Congress. If you can get your highest vote total, highest percentage, apparently my constituents are happy. And we had a deal at Berry County the other night, and a guy walked up to me, and he said, my nephew's mom's a Democrat. He was a Democrat, and he told me their dad's a Republican. He said, well, pal, what happened to you? I can't believe what made you Republican. He said, Billy Long. He said, my wife's from the Philippines, and I went to all the Democrats' offices. I went everywhere I could go, immigration. No one could help her. Went to Billy Long's office, and he helped us. Turned around, another guy said, Billy, my brother's got really bad back problems from service, and the VA won't help him. He has to crawl to the toilet stool some mornings. And I looked him in the eye, and I said, where does he live? He said, Bolivar. And I office, I'll guarantee. He said, no, he hasn't. I texted Lisa right there. I got the guy's number, cell phone. I said, get a hold of this guy. I've got two ladies in my office. That's all they handle. So I don't have, you know, anything to be ashamed of. I've done a good job for 12 years. And I hope if people are on the fence about who to vote for, they'll consider voting for me. They may think, well, I don't have a chance. But if everybody thinks that, I don't have a chance. But if you want to vote for Schmidt, he's far enough ahead. He doesn't need your vote. You know, vote for the guy that represented the area for 12 years and done the very best job I could do, Nick.
Congressman Long, and we're out of time, but I did want to ask, because we haven't asked, and I don't know that anyone has, if you have any thoughts in the primary for the 7th, for those who are vying to take your seat.
I heard yesterday that it's a one-point race by one of my colleagues that polled, and, you know, it looks to me like it's between Wasson and Burleson at this point. I heard Alex Bryant on there. Alex, if you go to events like Berry County the other night, he got more applause than Burleson, Wasson, Moon, the lady that's around. He got more. I mean, he's done phenomenal, and he plays up the fact that, hey, I don't look like I should run in the 7th. I'm black. My wife's white, you know, and he said, I'm tired of people calling me a racist and calling my wife a white supremacist and my kids both, you know. So, I mean, he's gone over very well. Depends on how many votes he gets, how many Moon gets, but looks like a Burleson-Wasson battle to me.
All right,
but whoever it is, I'm gonna back them 100% and try and help them. You know, if they want to hire some of my people, that's great, because we've got a well-run office.
Congressman Billy Long, thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, you bet. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.